Football wins the season opener. Volleyball bounces back after their first loss of the season, and soccer loses a heartbreaker to Bellevue. Hello and welcome to episode 16 of Talking Dogs. I'm Cohen Carpenter here with Kai Ulrich. Kai is fresh off the meet and greet episode. Kai, how did that go?
It was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of people from some sports we don't usually get to hear about, some activities like theater and speech that we don't usually hear about on campus, so I had a great time there talking to some Concordia students.
Yeah, if you have a roommate that said they got interviewed by a ginger up in the J-top, then you know where to look. Go on Talking Dogs on Spotify, and the episode will be right there. But without further ado, let's jump right into the sports. As we mentioned in the open, volleyball actually dropped their first game of the season. They had won their first five, but then Bellevue comes to town, and possibly it's one of the worst, just putting it bluntly, one of the worst hitting performances that I think Concordia has had. And you can see this if you look at Jake Knable's article in the post game, and this is what Coach Ben was talking about a lot after the game. It just looks sloppy out there. Their hitting percentage on the day in that Bellevue game was .083, which is by far the lowest of the season so far. Also, they weren't getting it done service-wise, only one ace, and they had nine service errors, and that led to not only the first loss of the season, but Bellevue swept us. I think there were 14 at the time, and we were going into the game at number four. So upset there, but they've had a very nice bounce back. We've been 3-0 since. Verbito, we won 3-1. Oklahoma Panhandle State, we swept 3-0. And just last night, Mount Marty, we beat 3-1. All three of those games we shot or hit over. Our hitting percentage was over 300, and we had some great standout performances from Gaddy Nordiger. In the Verbito game, she had 13 kills, almost shot 50%. And in the Mount Marty game last night, Molly Martin had a very efficient night with 10 kills, 625 hitting percentage. Just a great way to bounce back. Actually interviewed Coach after the losses. He said, yeah, great way to bounce back. Especially huge one last night against Mount Marty. It was the GPAC opener. And for the past 7 years, we're undefeated in GPAC openers. So putting the past behind us, getting ready for that conference schedule.
Yeah, it's great to see him performing when it matters in the conference schedule. I mean, you look at that Bellevue game. It's clear that we're not a bad team, right? It's statistical insane outlier.
Yes, that hitting it was crazy.
I'm sure if we played Bellevue 100 times, we probably win 98, 99 of those. This just happened to be the one night that it didn't go for us.
I didn't watch that game in person, although judging by the interviews and what was said about the game afterwards, it sounded more of a case of we beat ourselves than anybody beat us. This is obviously one of the best volleyball squads in the country, Concordia is, so that's how most of the losses are going to end up being.
Right. I think for our girls, pretty much any loss is going to be at least partially on us.
Yes.
There's not many teams, if any, that are skillfully better than we are.
Yeah, at a lot of positions, we hold the advantage. And I think that proves once we get into conference, again, for the past 7 years, we're undefeated in the conference opener. And they have an off week, actually no game this weekend. So Saturday, it's going to be crucial for them to a little bit of rest and recovery. They said they're going to have Saturday and Sunday off. They're going to hit the GPAC training next Monday. And then next Wednesday, they'll be out again against the College of St. Mary. And they're looking to continue their GPAC dominance there. But as we're talking about first losses of the season, running into a little bit of speed bumps, soccer, they ran into the gauntlet of Bellevue last night. Both men and women had a little trouble. How'd that go?
Yeah, so we'll get started with the women's side. We'll actually talk about our games on Saturday first. So Saturday, both the men and the women headed out to Columbia College in Missouri. The scoreline for the women was an unfortunate 4-0 loss. Columbia is a top 10 team on the women's side.
Oh, wow.
So honestly, just not too many great things to talk about. Kirsten Gardner, heard her name a lot. She got unlucky in that game. She hit the post one time.
Yeah.
So, you know, a couple inches to the left and makes it 2-1, different game, but outplayed in that game, you know, hoping to bounce back from that, which they did against Bellevue, another solid, I believe, ranked opponent.
Yes, they were.
Bellevue ended up scoring first on our girls, but Kirsten Gardner ended up leveling the score, assisted by another familiar name, Savannah Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see them combining again. Garner back on the score sheet after the first shutout that the Bulldogs have conceded of the season.
Yep.
So yeah, taking a loss and a tie from two highly ranked opponents. Obviously, you'd prefer to get wins from those.
Sure.
But I think the key is taking what you learn from those and taking it into the conference games. Because I guess the conference games are what really matters. Your conference record is what gets you to nationals. So it's good to learn what you can fix in these non-conference games and take them into the conference.
Yeah, last week you were talking about win or ties that feels like wins and ties that feel like losses. I guess against a ranked opponent like Bellevue was last night. It's good to have a tie. You know, you can compete with the best of them.
Yeah, especially going down a goal for the women. I'm sure that tie felt a little more on the win side than a loss side for them.
Yeah.
But then moving on to the men's team, also played on Saturday against Columbia College. It ended up being a 1-1 draw. So it was pretty even to start the game off. You know, both teams had some good spells of possession. And then late on in the first half, Aiden Nachi ended up getting his first goal of the season, assisted by DeAndre Williams. A nice free kick from about 40 yards out, put into the box, and Nachi got the good finish. It was a bit of a scramble on the goal line. Nachi kind of slid into the ball, bounced off him, and then he ended up getting up and then hitting it into the goal.
A goal's a goal. That's all that matters.
A goal is a goal. They all count the same. Yeah. But unfortunately, just probably not more than 10 minutes later, Columbia ended up getting a free kick of their own. They played it short, hit a shot, deflected off a few of our defenders, and they ended up getting a tap from about 10 yards out that went in. Keeper got a hand to it, but wasn't able to keep it out. I don't think he was able to see the shot at first. It was kind of going through a lot of bodies, but ended up getting the 1-1 draw there.
Yep.
Against a ranked opponent. Columbia was ranked 17th for the NAIA. Admittedly, though, that tie felt like a loss.
Yeah, it's always different when you have the lead and they come back to tie it. That feels bad.
We felt like after the game we definitely had chances to win it.
Yep.
Unfortunately, it didn't pan out. And another thing that didn't pan out was last night against Bellevue.
Mm-hmm.
Bellevue ended up scoring first on us. So they scored around the 20th minute. And then it took us all the way towards the end of the first half. Jared Henson drew a penalty kick. He got fouled in the box. And then a crazy sequence of events on the penalty. So Martin Herrera, he stepped up to take it. The keeper made a wonder save going into the top left corner. Keeper saved it. And then Williams, who I mentioned assisted the goal against Columbia, he ended up getting to the rebound, hitting it to the back post where one of our center backs, Mike Weivel, got his first career goal
for the
Bulldogs. Yeah. So a big game, big goal for him. It's nice to see him get on the score sheet. And then things took a turn for the worse in the second half. About 20 minutes into the second half, there was a bit of tension, we'll say. There was a red card for the Bulldogs.
Uh-oh, we get a fight?
Pretty much, yeah.
How about that?
So Jared, who drew the penalty for us, he ended up getting fouled around midfield. And then one of Bellevue's players struck the ball and it hit him in the head after the whistle. So Jared got up and shoved the guy to the ground.
He
then got a red card for. So we were playing down a man for a considerable amount of the second half.
Yeah, that's about as close as a all-out brawl that you get in soccer, right?
Right, I mean, the bench is almost cleared.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, we were all up by the touchline, but thankfully we kept our heads on the bench for the most part.
Yeah.
Didn't get into too many extracurriculars.
Didn't have multiple red cards.
No, just the one for now. But then, so score tied 1-1, kind of trying to survive at this point, right? Down a man against a solid Bellevue team who's ranked number 8th in the country.
Yep, they've got the power play.
They do, yeah. So they are up a man for a considerable amount of the game. So obviously the legs are going to get more tired when you're down a man because you have to cover that extra space.
Yep.
Held them all the way until 40 seconds left in the
game. Oh, no.
Hit a long ball over the top. Our defender kind of lost the ball in the air, and while he was turning, he tripped the guy in the box.
Yeah.
Penalty for Bellevue, and they converted it to make it 2-1. Nothing we could do with 30 seconds left in the game.
Yep.
Hit a long ball. Keeper got to it.
Yep.
You know, not much we can do after that second goal went in for Bellevue. Overall, I mean, that one, as a loss, definitely felt like a loss.
From both the men's and the women's side, just seemed like a couple of unfortunate outings.
Definitely. A couple unfortunate outings. You know, I guess you just got to learn from these.
Yep.
Take them into conference play. I mean, we purposefully got ourselves a really tough non-conference schedule, playing lots of ranked opponents.
Sure.
I don't think there's any team with a losing record besides Avila that we played so far.
Yeah.
So purposefully, we're trying to prepare ourselves for the GPAC conference season.
Yep.
Even if we lose to Bellevue, maybe that gets us better for Hastings sure. in the GPAC tournament.
Yep. Just got to put it in the rear view and get it ready for conference play.
Exactly. We've got Grand View coming up this Saturday in Des Moines. This is just a men's game. The women have a weekend off.
Oh, good for them.
Maybe they can get out to the Husker game, or maybe they can come out and watch the Bulldog football game. Tell us a little bit about that coming up.
Yeah, well, you got Husker Colorado. That's a good one. But you've also got Concordia Morningside. Obviously, two huge rivalries going on about 20 minutes away from each other. Yeah, so, but just to break down the Waldorf game first, be real quick with it, because it seemed like the game flew by. It was 45-0 at halftime. They actually outscored us in the second half. The game ended up being 45-7. Did they score a touchdown or a field goal? I don't know. But DJ McGarvey got GPAC Offensive Player of the Week. He was super efficient, 17 for 22, 220 yards. He threw for three touchdowns. He ran for a touchdown. He hurdled a guy. We had a pretty dominant offensive showing running the ball. We had 243 rushing yards. And like I said, it was 45-0 at halftime. So it's always nice when you get up big and you get some of the twos, threes. Some of the guys who've been busting their tail on scout team, they get to go in the game. And it's always nice to see that they got looks. But kind of a rude awakening for Waldorf coming into the GPAC conference. This not the grand entrance that they wanted to make, but like you said, it's on to conference play now. And, you know, I think it's good to do with the wins just as is it with the losses. You don't want to let last week affect next week at all. So even with tough wins like soccer have and like football probably going to have tough losses in the future, it's all about just putting it in the rear view, focusing on the next opponent. Don't let something snowball into something worse. And if you don't want to rest on your laurels coming off a massive 45-7 victory. So it's on to Morningside. I think everyone knows the importance of the Concordia Morningside game. Another night game, so that's exciting. 7 o'clock, it's going to be in Seward. Big game. Big game early in the season.
Yeah, that's one of the things we were asking people about at the activities fair during the interviews. We're asking everyone, what do you think is going to happen during the Concordia Morningside game? Responses were overall very positive. Everyone's rooting for the Bulldogs. We had one or two predict Morningside was going to win, but I think they're just wrong.
Yeah, they're wrong or they're lost or, yeah.
They haven't been watching the Bulldogs.
They don't go here, obviously.
Nope, definitely not. Fake fans, because everyone else was saying Bulldogs are going to get the victory on this.
Ignore last year's score, pretty please.
Please ignore it.
All that matters is this year. So, yeah, that's exciting. Looking forward to it. I think they're doing more tailgate activities, so it's going to be a good Saturday, I think, for Concordia fans and obviously Nebraska fans. If you go into the Concordia game and you wouldn't mind just shouting out the Nebraska score periodically for us on the sidelines so we can stay in tune.
Bring a megaphone or something.
Yeah, it sucks that we both play at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, because usually, like, I think, oh, we have a 7 o'clock game. Maybe I get to catch some college game day, get the noon games. What's at noon? It's not Nebraska, so I don't care.
Yeah. It's a little annoying. Sucks that we're in Des Moines on Saturday.
Yeah, that too.
The game's at 1. So we might be able to make it back to watch one of the two games. Maybe I'll go to the game and watch the Husker game on my phone during the off times in your game.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said, that'll be all for this episode of Talkin' Dogs. Be sure to stay tuned in the future for weekly podcasts on the CU in East Seward website and on Spotify. From Cohen Carpenter and Kai Ulbrich and everybody at the CU in East Seward newspaper, have a good day and go Dogs!